This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Good morning, Tampa Bay. Big Ed here on the Tantalk Radio Network, AM 1340 and 106.1 FM, and on a Friday morning, just after 11 o'clock. You know, a little earlier this morning, there's a knock at the radio station door. I opened the door, and guess who's standing there? Kirstie Alley. And she is here in studio. I just, you know, I put it on Facebook, and they all said, liar, liar, pants on fire.
Oh, well,
so now,
I'm here.
Now you're here.
Yes.
So they're listening. It's not Memorex. Well, that was many years ago, Memorex. How are you?
I'm doing great.
You look fantastic. And I have to tell everybody, if you want to tune in a webcam, it's on. And
what?
Yes, it is.
Oh,
so
my
just
God.
Be careful. Don't pick anything or, you know.
How's the lighting?
It's great. You look fantastic.
Thank you.
You know, I don't know what you do. You haven't aged and you look, you know, all those tabloids about whatever. And you're fantastic. I mean, I've never seen you look better.
Well, thank you. I'm happy. I think happy makes you look better.
You're an inspiration to me because I've had some problems in 2 weeks. I've lost about 34 pounds and
what? My God. 34 pounds.
Yeah, so I've got a little ways to go, but I'll get there. My mind is finally in it.
You know, we hate you men because
yeah, I know.
We women, you know, we lose 2.5 pounds a week, and you men lose what? 15?
Yeah, that was like I posted an 18 the first week and then 14 the next.
Awesome.
Lord.
I'm pasted a double digit. But anyway, you're a great inspiration and you look great and you have a gentleman. So let's introduce him.
Yes, I have Taurus Rachel and he is my friend from, well, he's from, what do you say, Taurus?
I'm from Central Valley, California, but we met via Twitter.
We met on Twitter.
We both love America.
Yeah. And we love America. And Taurus also just wanted to. You know, he's always talking about helping the people in the area that he lives in with drug abuse and alcohol abuse and different kinds of things. And I just said, oh, come to Clearwater. And
she just sent me a message, said, come down. I couldn't believe it. I was like, what?
I know. I think he's very brave to come. I said I had to call him on the phone because I wanted him to know that it was really me and I wasn't, you know, a human trafficker. So
you know, for the last, now I'm crushed for the last 30 minutes. I thought it was for me. I opened the door and you were there and I was like, somebody's answered my prayers and there she is.
Okay, well, next time I knock on the door, it's for you.
That's
okay,
right.
Great.
Whose radio show am I on? It's all about you.
But listen, you are here for a great cause. So what's going on tomorrow?
Well, I don't know if you call it a cause, but you just call it. Look, I've lived in this Clearwater area, Greenwood area, for a long time, since 2000, and I've been coming here for years. And I just thought, you know, I really don't know anybody, so I wanted to have a big barbecue for all the Greenwood neighborhood. And so it's called the first annual. See, I have plans for the future.
That's right.
The first annual Greenwood, hi, I'm your neighbor, barbecue. So it is, it's in Greenwood. It's on the corner of Myrtle and Eldridge, 706 North Myrtle Avenue. And it's just a big, big barbecue. Yes. It's anybody can come that's a resident of Greenwood. Bring your kids. We're going to have a DJ. We're going to have live music. All the food is free. So I was trying to figure out how to have a barbecue that I could facilitate all my neighbors. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you guys here, Lola, here at this station, were our godsend.
Yes.
Because we've had a little trouble locking down a place to have this world-class barbecue. And last night, Lola said, come on over here. So we're over here. We're setting up. It's exciting. So it's tomorrow, Saturday, between 12 and 2 in Greenwood, in Clearwater. And if you're a Greenwood resident, come on by and have some fun and have some food. And I'd like to meet you, and I'd like you to meet me. And you can meet Taurus.
That's right.
All the way from California.
Okay.
Come on down.
How long have you known Lola?
What? Lola?
Since last night?
Yeah.
Okay. That impression, you nailed it.
Good.
You nailed it.
It is?
Absolutely.
I couldn't believe it because we were desperate. We were, you know, we thought we had a permit in one place. You know, we were doing everything by the book. And then at the last minute, you know, that just couldn't happen for whatever reason. And then we had another place that we thought we had locked in, and that couldn't happen for what reason. And I mean, I was ready to pull my hair out because we have, you know, we're expecting 300 or 400 people.
Right.
We have great entertainment. We have tons of food. I personally made a ton of brownies.
Wow.
And, I mean, the other food will be better than my brownies.
Brownies.
But I'm just saying. I've made brownies. I've sent cookies from Kansas. And there we had nothing. And I was freaking out of my mind. And then I thought, oh, I could have it over at my house. But I didn't know if anyone crossed the street. So I was like, okay. So anyway, Lola, last night, said, yeah, come on over. I was like, are you kidding me? I would kiss the ground this woman walks on. So as soon as I see her in person, I mean, I'm serious when I say she saved this whole barbecue. Yes. And it's really important to me because, you know, I'd like to help with this community or have them help me with whatever I need help with. But I really would like to get to know the neighborhood, see what they need and want, and
definitely
see what's important to them and the people that live here, and also just basically meet them because I don't know them. You know, and people think they know me, but they don't really know me. So here's a big opportunity to, good or bad, get to know me.
That was Lola on the hotline. She's 2 minutes away.
Oh, so, good. Lola's anyway, coming.
You will get to meet her.
Lola.
Okay.
So
what Kirstie is saying is that this wonderful barbecue for these people and everybody in the community is actually going to be in our parking lot. So we have so much room, and it's going to be very easy to find on Myrtle and Eldridge because all you have to do is look for the broadcast tower.
Yeah.
And you're here.
Yeah, but the other thing is, come on, you're doing yourself a little bit of a disservice because this parking lot has huge oak trees.
Mm-hmm.
There's tons of shade. There's grass. It's beautiful. It's not like, don't think like, I don't know, Target parking lot. It's not like that. This is, I was very, that's why it was also a godsend because I said, you know, when I first described it, I said, I just want like a park with big trees.
Right.
And everybody's, it has shade and it's really nice and they're not boiling. And so of all the places we lost, then when I saw this, this is what I wanted in the beginning. So we're happy as clams, if clams are happy. The clams at my house aren't happy because we eat them, but.
How long has it been since you've been back here? Or do you visit a lot? Or
I'm here in and out all the time. I'm a resident of Florida now, and I'm in and out. You know, I go to Los Angeles. I just filmed a series in Los Angeles called Scream Queens for Fox.
Oh, cool.
And then I came, as soon as I was finished filming, you know, I made a pit stop in my home state of Kansas where my whole family is. Mm-hmm. And then came to Clearwater. I mean, I love it here. Mm-hmm. I'm sort of a gypsy. I mean, I move around. I can't.
There's one other person that stops in once in a while in this area right here. And
oh, yeah, Johnny Boy.
He parks his plane right down the road there at the Clearwater St. Pete Airport.
He does? I did everything wrong. I don't have a plane to park.
We can always tell when he's here. It's the Qantas jet that's laying out there, sitting out there like, you
know, a neon
sign. Yeah, he's
got it made. Travolta has it made. So, I mean, my claim to fame is I have 15 lemurs. You know, it's not really of comparable magnitude.
So, like Hersey said, we have a great area out front here. We've got the trees and the grass, and you can't miss it. The tower's here. Naughty Nancy's is right behind us. She's a well-known hotspot. Everybody knows where she is.
Yeah.
So this is where we are in this area if you want to come out.
Yeah, be a tomorrow. Greenwood resident. Be a Greenwood resident.
And this is going to start at, what, noon tomorrow, right?
It starts at noon, and it goes till 2-ish. I always say ish because, you know, sometimes I'm still dancing.
Is there any admission fee or what?
No. There's no fee. It's honestly like I have a giant barbecue in my yard, but it just happens to be in your yard instead of my yard. So it sort of started escalating because we, you know, ask at the barbershop, well, how many people do you think will come? And they said, oh, I said, you know, 100, no more, 200, no more, 300, 400. I was like, okay, now we need a location that can facilitate 300 or 400 people. Mm-hmm. And it's really important to us that they're Greenwood residents, that they live in the Greenwood area, because the whole purpose is to get to know them. And I'm not saying we're going to kick other people out. But no,
we're not IDing.
Okay. Oh, but there's only one thing. There's going to be kids here. There's a bouncy house.
Yes.
So no drugs, no alcohol. That's that's the basic rule.
This is a clean zone tomorrow.
It is a clean zone because it's a family thing, you know? I think we got music and we got a DJ and we got rapper. I think we have a rapper. Don't we have a rapper? Yeah, we have a rapper, but they're not going to be saying some token words that, maybe
that
in some of the rap songs I like.
We call it family. It's very family friendly tomorrow. So
family friendly music, and then we have an amazing singer also. It's just going to be fun, and
awesome.
My kids are going to be here. My new grandson's going to be here.
Oh, let me ask you something, because I mean, you're so famous, and you've done so many great things, starting with Cheers and love the Who's Talking movies and whatever, and all those great movies that you've done. And do you, because somebody actually just Facebooked me and said, you know, I saw her about a year ago at the dress shop, and I wanted to say hi, but out of respect, I didn't want to say. How do you feel about that? Is it okay for people to come up and say hi? I love your work.
I love it when people say hi. I mean,
do you know that stuck up in one that says, get away from me?
I mean, no, I guess my big preference is to say hi and have a little conversation. When you are an actor and, you know, if you're taking a photo and you're doing this, you don't really get to, or signing something, you don't really get to ask them anything about themselves. So I like it if they say something to me and then I ask them, you know, well, where do you work or what do you do? Or I like to have a little conversation. That's my preference. But I, you know, I'm fairly friendly most of the time, and they're fairly friendly most of the time. So it's a win-win. I like it. And I expect it. You know, I expect that if someone, I mean, if no one knew who I was, then I guess you'd have to say, my career sucked.
Well, it's ironic because I opened the door and I you started to say, hi, I'm Kirstie. And I said, Kirstie Alley, what the heck are you doing here? So there's no problem in recognizing you. Like I said, you look great.
She well, thank you.
Fantastic. And I invite people to back it up. Come out and see her tomorrow. I mean, she's live in person tomorrow. Great thing for the community, for Greenwood to come out here at the grounds of the radio station and have some great food and some great people and just talk about things and meet Kirstie Alley. And speaking of meeting people, guess who's here?
Lola.
You can't meet her. You can't miss
L-O-L-A?
Her.
L-O-L-A.
I told her to go in there. Go in there.
Lola, come here.
She's going to be shy.
You.
She only owns a radio station. Why would she be? No, she's coming on.
If I wasn't hooked to this tether, I'd stand up.
So if you're watching on the webcam right now, she's hugging
so
Lola.
So this is
you don't have to stand up to hug Lola. It's okay.
Oh, my. Yeah. Thank you. I mean, you really are a godsend. I'm not even kidding. I was about ready. I don't cry a lot, but at 7 o'clock last night.
My middle name is Party.
It is?
All right.
Lola Party. Yeah. Well, we came to the right place because I was almost in tears.
That's two T's, by the way. Party. That's for two T's.
Okay. All right. Well, either way.
So you
I was just saying I was ready to start crying. And I'm not a big crybaby, but I didn't know what to do because we had 8 million tons of food and we had all this entertainment and all these great plans and, you know, 1,000 cookies from Kansas at my favorite bakery, Sherry's.
Oh.
So I was really freaking out. But then, I mean, Lola, she's just come. Just come and saved us. So I can't say thank you enough to her.
So I'm on a diet. I'm not going to touch the food, but tell people some of the food that's going to be there so I can dream about it
barbecued
tonight.
Barbecued ribs from a really good place, Arthur's. It's in Greenwood.
Yes.
And he's doing the ribs and the beans and key lime cake. And then we have barbecue chicken. We have fried chicken. We have potato salad, my grandmother's recipe. Corn on the cob. We have brownies. We have a sweet potato pie.
Cookies
from Kansas. I mean, they're really beautiful, too. And they have, here's the other thing. They have Greenwood monogrammed on them.
Wow.
So
wow.
I really, last night at 7
out.
O'clock, I was, well, maybe it was later. Maybe it was 9:30 or 10. I was freaking because I thought, what am I going to do with all these Greenwood monogrammed cookies? I don't know what to do. Anyway. Now we know what we're going to do with them.
Well, now people can take photos of their food and prove it
was
from Greenwood.
So that's right.
That's a great thing. So once again, it's tomorrow afternoon, right at noon, here at the radio station parking lot, the 706 North Myrtle and the intersection of Eldridge. You can't miss the broadcast tower. It is behind us here, and also Naughty Nancy's is behind us at a great spot. Everybody knows that spot. Tomorrow,
who has the best grits?
Tomorrow, she has a lot of great things there. So tomorrow at noon, if you'd like to come out here and meet Kirstie Alley, she's going to be, and yes, you can even say hi to her. She will not throw anything at you or anything. She's one of the nicest people in the world. So it's great to have you here.
Thank you so much.
It's so
for
great to hear.
Here
and once again, you look fantastic. If you haven't heard that in the last five minutes.
I can't hear that enough. Okay?
Yeah, I do.
Thank you.
We will see you tomorrow right here at the radio station parking lot. Come out and join us at 706 North Myrtle Avenue. And we will be here till 2 o'clock with Kirstie Alley out here for the Greenwood event. Thank you for coming in, Kirstie.
Thank you. See everybody tomorrow.